Welcome to the Love Your Truth podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jen Chrisman, personal development and spiritual teacher. Each week, I will be bringing you an inspiring guest or thought that will help you move beyond fear and doubt and unlock your true potential. Because you know there's something inside of you that you want to express and a kind of life that you want to create. We're going to be talking about personal development, spirituality, wellness, and manifesting the life of your dreams. You'll get a blend of practical and spiritual advice where woo-woo meets neuroscience that you can begin applying to your life today. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And once again, I am so excited to be here with you. There are so many updates and things and happenings, and I'm just really looking forward to recording this episode, seeing what comes of it, and taking you on a little bit of a journey with me. So the topic of today's episode is permission to change your mind. And this is something that I talk about a lot, actually. And it came up last week in one of my group coaching programs as we are getting ready to wind down this program. I'm not going to be offering it again. It's the Embodied Life Academy, the mentorship. And I'm no longer offering it because I am taking my business in a different direction. And we'll get to that. But we were talking as we're coming into the final stretch of this program, and it's really about taking all of the information, everything we've done over the last 6 months, and integrating it and beginning to live our lives in a new way. And part of what I teach in this program, the methodology, is the around the process that we go through whenever we want to make change in our life, whenever we are cultivating something in our life, whenever we are on a journey of becoming something in our life. And that process requires that we make a decision, that we have a vision, we let ourselves play in the field of possibility, we attune ourselves to our hearts and to the desires that have been placed on our hearts, and we allow ourselves to create a vision. And once we have a vision, we have to make a choice. We have to decide and declare that this is what we are working towards. And a lot of people don't do this because we are afraid of that commitment. And we're afraid of what happens if I get it and I don't really want it. What happens if I get it and I don't actually like it? And so this was where what sparked the conversation was that we make decisions for today, as the person that we are today, knowing full well that at any point, in any time, our vision, our desire, the longing that we have, what we think we need, can change. And so we can change our mind, but we have to start with a choice somewhere. And for a lot of us, we're not going to make that choice if we don't also, from the get-go, give ourselves permission to change our minds. That what we once wanted may or may not continue to be what we want years later. You know, look, just look at your life today, and you know, I'm sure all of us can identify and think about something that we thought we wanted a few years ago that today we kind of like giggle or you know, even cringe a little bit, thinking like, oh my gosh, that's what I wanted. Right? How many people have relationships that they can look back on in their lives where they thought like, that's the relationship I need, or that's the person I have to be with. And then life happens, and you're looking back on it now thinking, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that that was what I wanted. But that was perfect for me at that time in my life. Right. And that's the key that we have to understand is that, the person that we are at, 20, 25, 30 is not the same person that we are today. And hopefully, during that, during our life, during these years, we are creating changes within ourselves. We're deepening within ourselves. We're learning more about ourselves. We're uncovering more aspects of who we are. And as we do that, our likes are going to change. Our dreams are going to change. For so many people that go through this particular program with the Embodied Life Academy, we start off the program with a vision. And then we go through the journey of the program, which is a lot of uncovering. It's a lot of clearing, right? We're dismantling belief systems and reorganizing our nervous system. And as a result, what happens is that even in just that 6 months, so much changes because who we are at a cellular level is changing. And the, we start out oftentimes creating from our ego, right? The part of us that thinks if I, if I just get this thing or I, hit this goal or I, achieve this accomplishment, then I will be fill in the blank. And we start taking a healing journey and we realize, we can feel certain ways without the external. And maybe we discover we don't actually need those things. Or we start peeling back the layers of ourselves, the proverbial layers of the onion, and we realize that we've been out of alignment in our profession, in the work that we're doing, in the way we're showing up in the world, maybe in our relationships. All of it can change. The idea here is that when you're on a journey of growth, you are going to change. You are going to evolve. And as that happens, you have permission to change your mind. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to blow everything up and burn everything to the ground every time you hit a new level within yourself or something changes. That's not necessary. Especially I think sometimes there can be fear in partnerships when you're in a relationship. Ideally, you are surrounding yourself with people and environments that are mirroring back a similar level of growth. And so as you are changing and evolving within yourself, your partners, your friends, your family are changing and evolving as well. And you guys get to take this journey together. So, again, I think just permission granted, right? That, we're so afraid of things changing. But giving ourselves that space and that grace that the change gets to look many different ways. And sometimes it's us, by ourselves making changes. And other times it's a collective that is changing, or it's a partnership that's changing. And I think what's so important here is just that we start to normalize, and we start to deconstruct some of the messages and the beliefs that have been imposed upon us. We certainly live in a culture where most of us have been taught that, at 18 years old, you graduate high school and you're supposed to go to college And when you're at college, you're supposed to pick a major, and at 18, you're supposed to know what it is that you want to do for the rest of your life. And you go and you get a JOB that has something hopefully to do with this major, because you just spent so many, hundreds of thousands of dollars and years on this education. And then this job is supposed to be what brings you joy and fulfills you for the rest of your life. And the reality is, that's just not true for majority of people, for most of us. I look back at who I was at 18, and I can't help but giggle thinking about, like, oh wow, like at 18, I was supposed to know and make all of these big decisions for myself. So much has changed. And, that does lead me to kind of, the personal process that I've been undergoing here, continuing to undergo, always in a process of undergoing, within my business, actually. And I've been talking a lot recently here, sharing with you about my journey with my business, my journey with my profession, the changes that have been happening over the last few years. And, knowing for a long time, knowing that I wasn't in alignment with my profession and the work that I was doing. And but I didn't give myself permission to step forward and fully change my mind, because I had a lot of, things that I was carrying, a lot of heaviness around financial burden, that I had spent so much money on this education. And what else could I possibly do that would pay me enough to be able to justify the amount that I spent on the education? I also felt like I was too far in it. I'd spent too much time now doing this work. And so, I'm not going to get into all of the details, right? But I've shared with you before that as a psychologist, I started working with coaching. I started coaching other therapists, and I was doing business coaching for therapists, and I really, really enjoyed it. I really like it's what showed me, reminded me what I enjoy the most is teaching. I love mentoring. I love mentoring. I love teaching. And I joined a mastermind to build this business where I was coaching therapists. And a series of events happen, and situations in life always, being exactly what it was supposed to be. But aside from, like, kind of me getting, like, rubbed the wrong way just with the whole field of therapy and therapists in general, I was also being really influenced by friends and colleagues in the coaching industry, and external opinions of who I should be as a coach, and all with good intention, like really kind, really loving encouragement from my friends who really felt like I should be not doing so much of the business coaching and the strategizing, but really doing more of the healing work. And that was what prompted a lot of decisions that I made over the last few years in my business, was focusing more on being a coach who, my programs, my content, my curriculum, it was all about healing and teaching others how to heal, what's required for healing. And don't get me wrong, my heart resonates very deeply with that work. And it's work that I know really well, and it's work that I my whole life is wrapped up and embodied in that work, right? It's who I am at my core. However, it's not actually the work that I want to be doing in my business. It's the work that I want to be doing in my everyday life, right? Like I, you know, who I am, and you know, I'm always going to be studying and learning, and I'm going to be doing breath work, and I'm going to be tapping, and I'm going to be dismantling limiting beliefs. Like that's never going to not be what who I am. But when it comes to the primary focus of my business, I have a much more lasered in path that I know is where I want to be walking. And you know, it started a few years ago. It started back in 2019, the end of 2019, when I partnered up with a very good friend of mine to start a life coaching certification program. This was something that was already on my heart. I'd been really straddling these two worlds. I'd been, you know, in the world of therapy for close to a decade at that point, right around a decade, I guess. And then I'd also been in the world of coaching now for about 5 years. And if, you know, I saw kind of, you know, being in that place where I had one, you know, one foot in both worlds, I could really see the value as well as some of the downsides or the gaps, if you will, in both worlds. And I had it on my heart to do something and create a program where I could bridge this gap, where, you know, therapists who were you know, it wasn't so much actually a therapist that I was wanting to work with. It was more coaches and, you know, coaches who in an industry, in a world where there is absolutely zero regulation. So like, let's just chat about that for a quick second, because a lot of coaches talk about, you know, the accreditation and all of this. There's no accreditation. There's no one board in coaching that is looking at and regulating and monitoring the work of coaches. There are some who are trying to, and this is another conversation in and of itself, but, you know, truth be told, it kind of feels like just another way for people to get more money, because it doesn't actually mean a whole lot. And so here's this industry where you don't need any requirements whatsoever to become a part of it. Anyone can decide right here, right now, I want to be a coach. And you can create a website and you can start telling people you're a coach and you can start coaching. And I could see this, right? And as someone who spent so many years of my life, so much money, you know, but I put so much time into training, into education, into learning, into, you know, 3,000 hours of my work was supervised, where I was actually, you know, someone was watching and I was consulting on, and I was, you know, had kind of, you know, handheld until I was able to see a client on my own. And so, you know, for me, coming from that world, stepping into this world of coaching that I'm now a part of, and the people that are around me have zero training, zero education. They don't know up from down when it comes to psychology and human behavior and change and transformation and healing and all of these things. And I could see, wow, like there's a real gap here. There's so many people out here doing this work, and they actually don't fully understand what that work is. While at the same time, like really respecting what the coaching industry is doing because it's breaking all of these barriers. There's so much stigma around therapy and mental health, and part of it coming from the model of diagnosing and treatment, and the paradigm, the hierarchy paradigm where doctor patient, all of that. And coaching, is really breaking these molds, and coaches are able to charge way more than a therapist can, and people don't carry the same stigma about seeing a coach as they do seeing a therapist. And like, there's so much good here in this industry. And so I knew it was the world that I wanted to be in. And I knew that I wanted to bring a higher level of integrity into this world. I wanted to be able to take my training, my education, my passion, and teach it to coaches who are already doing this work anyways, but just support them in being able to do it with a deeper level of understanding. And so I knew this was what I wanted to do. And then my girlfriend happened to decide she was going to start a certification program. And she called me and asked me if I would come in and co-facilitate with her, and just for this one particular cohort. And I said, of course. And I came in and I did. And I looked at, I was like, show me what you've already done. And she showed me, and it was like, well, we need to work on this. And so we ended up creating and forming a coaching academy, a certification program in early of 2020. And in this, for the last now almost 3 years, this program has been that guiding light in my life. It is that thing of all of the things, of all of the offerings, of all of the work that I'm doing. When I am teaching in the coaching academy, I honestly, because we would hold these in-person 3-day events a few times a year, and I'm telling you, I could do that all day, every day, for the rest of my life, and I would never get sick of it. It is the thing that brings me the most love and the most joy. And I know when I'm standing in that place that I am in my personal zone of genius. If you're not familiar with the zone of genius, it comes from the book, The Big Leap, by Gay Hendricks. I highly recommend. It's one of my all-time favorite books. And he talks about the different zones that we fall into, and there are four of them. You have the zone of genius, the zone of excellence, the zone of competence, and the zone of incompetence. And each of these zones has, if you will, it's a Venn diagram, and there's a three circles within each of them. You have that it pays well, you're good at it, and you enjoy doing it. So your zone of genius is that point where all three intersect. You are good at it. You really love and enjoy doing it. And you can support yourself and make a living doing it. You're well compensated for it. That's the zone of genius. The zone of excellence is where you have two out of the three. So this is where I've actually been for most of my life. With therapy, and even with my business outside of the coaching academy, everything else that I've been doing in my business, it hits two of the marks. I'm good at it. Like, that's the truth. I am good at it. I understand it. There's a knowledge. I have really innate skills in just who I am as a human and my capacity for connection and compassion and love for others. I'm really good at that. And I've made a really good life for myself, a really, really good life doing this work. But the piece that's been missing is that it doesn't bring that spark. Even though I'm really good at it, I don't love it. I don't love it as a job. I love it as me and who I am, and I love living my life this way, but not when it comes to work. And then the zone of competence is when you have one of those things. You might be good at it, or it might pay the bills, or you might really enjoy doing it. And then the zone of incompetence is where you don't have any of those. So I highly recommend checking out the Big Leap. It is a fantastic book. I don't finish a lot of books that I start reading. This is one that I have, in fact, finished and read more than one time because it's that good. So, finding our zone of genius, and when I started doing the coaching academy, I realized this is it. Like, this is what I love more than anything. I'm really good at it, and I can make a really good living with my business focused on this particular type of work. And so, for the last almost 3 years now, I've been running this coaching academy with my girlfriend. And it's interesting because it's been like the love of my life, but it wasn't so much for her. Yet we were running the whole business or the whole program through her business. And we decided earlier this year that because she didn't love it, I did. And she was really wanting to focus on taking her business and her brand in a different direction that I didn't want to, that wasn't, part of like my path. And so we decided that we were going to dissolve that program and go our separate ways. And this was an incredible, like really expanding, really beautiful decision. It wasn't, there was no animosity, there was no hardship, like no bad blood whatsoever between us. Just really, really super aligned. And I knew that this was my invitation to double down and to go all out with this being my primary focus. And it's brought up a lot of questions and a lot of uncertainty and, fears around, the how and the what too, right? Like, what exactly changes in terms of my messaging? How am I going to start talking specifically to this passion? And what I came to was coming back to principles and permission to change my mind. And I'm constantly teaching and encouraging others to offer themselves this grace and this permission that when something is not in alignment, that you can change your mind. And so I get to practice this for myself. And as I was leaving our final in-person event, which was back in September, I was driving home after our final day, and just, my heart is full. I'm like overflowing. And I got the hit. Like, it came in so clear to start a new podcast. And a podcast specifically geared towards this new direction, right? A podcast that's for coaching, a podcast that is talking to coaches, a podcast that touches on business and education and growth and mindset and energy and all of the things that go into becoming a really good coach, because that's the work that I'm focusing on and that's what I'm doing. And it was a full body yes, right? Like everything in me was like 100% yes, do this. And then I came home and I got, you know, right away I started looking and I was going back and forth about, you know, what is the best way to do this? Because at first I was, you know, the question, do I start a new podcast or do I just rebrand the podcast that I already have? And I thought I was going to do a new one. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, why would I do that to myself? I already struggle enough with making this podcast, Love Your Truth podcast, a priority. As much as I love it, I think, you know, again, because of this alignment piece, and there have been a lot of obstacles between me and consistently delivering content here. And I was just thinking that if I had two podcasts, like that's a lot of content production that I'm placing on myself when already it's not maybe necessarily my forte. And so I sat with it and I realized that the choice and the path that feels best for me is to pivot what's already here and to rebrand the podcast that's already here. And to trust that those of you who are meant to listen to it are going to hear it, regardless of what the name is, regardless even of the topic. You know, I listen to quite a few podcasts myself, and there are some, you know, it's always so funny because some of the times it's the podcast, the titles where I'm like, oh, that doesn't interest me, that I end up, you know, getting so much from it. And so, you know, I'm stepping forward with faith and a very open heart and trusting that those of you who are walking alongside me on this journey of life, of discovery, of becoming, that you will continue to walk. And that if the direction feels like totally out of left field and completely out of alignment for you, that's okay too. That, you know, there's permission for you to change your mind, permission for you if it's, you know, at one point my messages and what I was sharing was in alignment and it's no longer, you know, you get to change your mind, and we get to honor and love our truth, right? The title of the podcast really is quite special to me. However, I'm going to change it. I am going to change it. And this podcast, Love Your Truth, is becoming the Embodied Coaches podcast. And we are going to focus. I'm still going to have guests. I have actually quite a few interviews that I've already done that are in the queue to be processed and uploaded. And the focus of the podcast moving forward is going to be on coaching, whether you're coaching yourself or you're coaching others. So in that regard, it's not going to be all that different. However, it just felt really important for me to stand confidently and in full transparency of the direction, because the fact is I run a business. I create programs and I teach others these programs, and I also I this podcast and is a way for me to teach more people, to teach people who are not necessarily joining programs, but are still interested in information. And in order for me to do all of this, it's so important that I be standing in my truth and in full integrity and full transparency. Again, this is a big, big part of why I'm doing what I'm doing, in that I see a lot of questionable practices in this industry right now, the personal development industry, the online course industry, the marketing. There's a lot of practices and ways of running businesses that feel a little sketchy. And I really want to lead with and bring forward a focus on integrity and transparency in the coaching industry. So again, for me, it just felt, even though, besides the name and, maybe a few more episodes on that are a bit more strategy focused, I don't know how much is actually going to change, but it felt really important for me to acknowledge this change, for me to open up the space for, you to be fully informed of who I am, the work that I'm doing, how I'm doing it, so that you can make a choice for yourself of deciding, is this still in alignment for me? And if it is, yay. Like, that makes me so happy. I know I say it all the time, and I really, really mean it. I like, I'm not the biggest, I'm not at all, actually. I'm not a social media person. I don't do a lot of social media. My Instagram is, it's like maybe I'll revive it. I don't do social media, but I love connection. That's all I want out of this process. It's so cliche, but, quality over quantity for me any day of the week. And, we just started with the brand new, fully made over, evolved, the Embodied Life Coaching Academy certification program. And we have six people right now in this inaugural cohort. My original goal was 12. And there are six. And I'm so over the moon, ecstatic about these six incredible people that have said yes to this journey. And, there's something so beautiful that happens for me when I get to know, and I get, like, intimately know, and I get to work so directly with the students in my program. And so, I share that again, just like letting you know. I'm here. I'm here, and I love hearing from you, and I love building connections, and I love knowing that there is reciprocity in this process, because it doesn't actually feel great to do a lot of things and to know people are hearing, listening, reading, but not responding. Those responses go a long way. And it's a real, like I said, it's a really important aspect of the type of business that I desire to build, is one that is rooted in connections. And honest connections, and connections that are expansive and uplifting and inspiring and all of the things. So that is what's going on. Those are the super fun updates and what you have to look forward to in the podcast. And like I mentioned, we've kicked off the inaugural Embodied Life Academy, Embodied Life Coaching Academy and certification. This program is my everything right now. It's honestly like a it's like birthing a new child in the amount of just the how much it's asking of me in the most beautiful way, though. Like I said, I created an entire coaching certification program, full curriculum content, and I'm redoing all of it. And I'm redoing all of it because the desire on my heart was to make something that was even more valuable. And so the content itself has changed. It's broken down now into different core certifications. So there's a certification in specifically life and transformation coaching. There's a certification just in NLP. There's a certification in EFT, emotional freedom technique, tapping, which is by far my most favorite tool technique, hack for living a really powerful life. And then there's also a certification specifically in hypnosis. So I've been really hard at work just creating and re-recording all of the content for that core curriculum. And then in addition to the core curriculum, as part of this, there's also a few different coaching calls that you're getting. In any given month, there's between 8 and 12 calls that you have available to hop on. And as I was creating this, I realized it's so much more than the certification. It really is kind of like a certification slash mastermind experience, in that we're focusing on business development. We are there's guest speakers that come in once a month and teach on a different business building topic, because again, integrity wise, there's a lot of just exploitation, I think. And it was really important to me, as I was creating this and asking people to invest in a career, that they be supported in how do I actually build this business and make it a career so that it's sustainable and profitable. And so I put a lot of focus on business building as well as developing the actual coaching skills, plus the whole personal transformation that you get to go through. And it's just so funny. I'm constantly like, my mind is, the wheels are just spinning in such a good way. But I'm in this place where I'm like, oh, I want to add this. Oh, I want to add that. And then I'm like, oh no, am I going to overwhelm them? Like, at what point is it like too many things? Am I giving too much into this program? But it's just, to wake up every single day inspired and excited about bringing a new offering, and a new way to be of service, is it's just lighting me up. So we are keeping enrollment is an open enrollment process. So if this is something that you might be interested in, reach out to me, let me know. I will put the notes in the show link, the links in the show notes, for you to, if you want to take a look at the sales page, and you can see everything that's included and fill out an application, or you're welcome to just reach out. You can send me a message on Instagram, DM me at dr.jenchrisman, Jen with two N's. And I can get you that information that way. And I'm also going to be, I just started a brand new Facebook group. Yep, Facebook group. I don't even know if anyone's still doing Facebook groups anymore. I kind of have this feeling like Facebook groups are going to make a comeback. They were really hot for a while there, and then it was like oversaturation of Facebook group, but I'm really feeling like they're going to come back. And the Facebook group is the Becoming Embodied Facebook group. Or, I'm sorry, it's not the Becoming Embodied, it's the Embodied Coach. Becoming Embodied was a former program that I did. It's the Embodied Coach, and I'm going to be really, after after I'm finished with the finalization of all of the actual content for the curriculum, that's the Facebook group is going to be where I'm putting all my attention, and I'll be doing live trainings in there once a week and recording my podcast episodes live in there. If you have questions, if you're a coach and you're wanting community and support in growing, building, creating all things, again, I'll put the link in the show notes for that as well. And thank you for being here. Thank you for taking this journey with me and all of my twists and turns and evolutions. And it's constantly changing. And I'm so thankful and appreciative of the dynamic nature that life gets to be for us, and that we can do this together, and we can walk together, and we can figure this out. We're all just doing the very best that we can. None of us have all of the answers. And the grace and excitement that comes when we let ourselves play in the space of the unknown and the space of possibility is really beautiful. And I'm just so thankful to be here, and I'm so thankful to get to share this with you, and I'm really excited for what is to come. Thank you for being here. Have a beautiful day, and I will look forward to connecting with you real soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Love Your Truth podcast. Now I have a favor to ask of you. If you found any value whatsoever in this episode, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would share it with someone else. Someone who you think might benefit from hearing anything that was shared in here, or if you feel so inclined, go ahead and leave a review. Reviews do so much to support the message and to support getting this out into the hands of others who need to hear what's being talked about. So again, thank you for being here. Thank you for choosing to spend your time, and I will look forward to seeing you in our next episode.